89.3 The Current. It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. James Norton is here. He edits The Heavy Table, a daily Twin Cities-based magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest. James, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we're doing a bit of a continuation of a conversation that we had about a month ago regarding your Central Avenue tour of restaurants in the Twin Cities metro area.
Yeah.
And so you started, now let's reestablish the stretch we're talking about here, Central Avenue, for folks who didn't catch the first segment. This is a long stretch in the Twin Cities.
It's a long haul. We are going from 694, basically Fridley, into town to Broadway. And over the course of that, we are going to eat and drink at 52 independent restaurants and a taco truck, which we did last time. So it's quite an ambitious piece. The goal is, like most people, we have some favorite places on Central Avenue. You go there, you check it out. There's always three or four other places you see. You think, what are those like? I'm never going to get there. I'm just going to go back to Chimborazo or Dongyang or wherever, you know, your favorite is. So we thought, let's do them all. And it's been an absolute trip. Every place we go into is like a little microcosm with almost nothing in common with any other place. I mean, we'll be at a VFW, and then 10 minutes later we'll be at a Korean place, then we'll be at a taco truck, you know, and a billiards parlor. Like, it's just so crazy how within the course of a few blocks you're getting all these different really sharply focused facets of the American experience and the American immigrant experience. It's all there on Central. It's intense. It's wild. We're having a great time.
James, I picture you being on like this rock tour. Like, you were on the first leg of the tour, and now you're back to tell us about the second leg of the tour. How far have you guys made it so far?
We've made it 15 places.
Wow.
So we've come from 694 into maybe like 40th or 41st. And I should clarify, our team is a couple people from Heavy Table. And then also this guy, Waxo, W-A-C-S-O, walking around, checking stuff out. He's an artist. He's an illustrator. He's fabulous. So he does all these sketches. And Mike Cronin, who's his writing partner, who does all these really great sort of atmospheric capsules of the places we go to. So when you read our Central Avenue tour, you get art, you get photography, you get food criticism, you get atmosphere. It's really immersive, and because that's the experience we're having, just all this kind of stuff thrown at us over the course of an evening, because we do five restaurants in a night.
Let's hit some of those highlights.
Yeah, absolutely. So we went to a place called Tasty Pizza. It's a little bit of a chain. This one's been there for, I think, 50 years on Central Avenue. Things I need to talk about, they have Apple Bombs, which are Everclear-based apple shots.
Ooh.
$2, $1 when the Vikings put points on the scoreboard. So a really good deal. And they go down smooth and easy, come out in a frosted glass. Really cool.
Okay.
We did the Nordeaster pizza with like Polar sausage and sauerkraut on it. Pretty good, really thin crust. And the men's room looks like the cockpit of an airplane. You go in there, you're like, what? Whoa, I'm getting vertigo. This is crazy. It's great.
Is it in the corner of a building?
Yeah, it's in the corner. It's my favorite men's room in the Twin Cities at Tasty Pizza on Central. So that we just went in there, and it was kind of like, wow, that's an unexpected bonus.
And did the pizza live up to the name?
It was good. It was tasty. Yeah. I would go back for more Tasty Pizza. Another place to talk about, VFW Post 230. They've got a Marino's Deli franchise there. They're doing kind of really old school Italian-American food, not expensive. Had a great chicken sandwich with like a Portuguese churrasco sauce on it. Homemade ravioli, a meatball sandwich that was really good and earthy. And we got a hams and a gin and tonic to drink, $4.40 for both. Like, what century are we living in here?
That's like my hometown prices.
I know, right? It
was just like Twin Cities prices.
It looked like an error, like a rounding error or something. It was crazy. So,
and that's really unique, because generally when I think of like a Legion or a VFW, I like pretty basic burger bar food generally. Mm-hmm. But that's a pretty unique spot.
It's a unique spot. It's a real. The people there were super friendly, and it was just like a fun place to hang out. Opposite of that, or different than that anyway, Filfila is a sort of an Arabic place. They had a metza platter, which is kind of a mix of a bunch of different things. Really rich and smooth hummus, bright and lively tabbouleh, light, deeply flavored falafel, dolmades, which are those little grape leaves that are stuffed with rice that were really fresh and tasty. Everything was great. Like $10, big platter of food. Everybody enjoyed it. I love Feel Fila. The Euros there are also some of the best in town.
That's perfect, and that's exactly the kind of place. I've driven past that spot like 21 times.
Go to Feel Fila.
On the 22nd, you're stopping in, though.
how many more places do we have time for?
Let's hit one more.
One more. Okay, well, this is kind of my favorite discovery in a while. Jimmy's Billiards. If you like playing pool, go in there, bunch of pool tables, really affordable, great atmosphere. But the burgers are so good.
Wow,
the burgers are fantastic. And I heard rumors about these burgers, and I'm like, well, I don't know, kind of weird. It's a pool hall. What are we doing with burgers here? If you had to ask me right now a favorite burger in the Twin Cities, I would say Jimmy's Billiards.
Wow.
And let me tell you about these burgers.
Well, what were some of the rumors that you heard about the burgers?
Just like, you're not going to believe it, but the burgers there are pretty good.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't believe it. But they've got a big mural on the front that kind of touts the burgers. So we were really intrigued. And they are just like their old school burgers. So kind of flattened patties, nice sense of char to them. The buns are big and durable, but have some sort of brioche flavor. They're toasted. They've got an old school Jimmy's burger, which comes on toasted bread. If you've ever been to New Haven, Connecticut, they do famous hamburgers there at Louie's Lunch. Kind of like that. My favorite was the blue burger. It had kind of a blue cheese dressing. Got everywhere. Gave everything this nice, tangy kind of funkiness. Our waitress cooked the burgers, which is always a bad sign. You don't want your waitress kind of nipping off and cooking the burgers. There should be a cook, right? She did a great job. The burgers were terrific.
Wow.
We were super happy. This is our fifth restaurant of the evening. We're all like, oh, we got to eat burgers now. And we finished them.
Wow.
We killed them. They're terrific. The fries are hand cut. Jimmy's Billiards. Go have some hamburgers, play some pool. You're going to have a great time.
So you said the waitress was doing the cooking. Isn't the guy who owns the spot kind of a celebrity in his own right for his pool career?
He was/is a serious player. At one point, Jimmy Wetch of Jimmy's Billiards, number 5 in the world. So you can go back and see on the wall, they got a rack of pool balls. He's ball number 5 because that year he was 5th in the world. So it's serious business there at Jimmy's Billiards.
I guess you could challenge him to a game, too, if you want to show up.
If you want to embarrass yourself, yeah, I think that sounds great.
Well, we've been talking about the Central Avenue Tour, which James and his colleagues have been trucking through Central Avenue here in the Twin Cities, and you're not anywhere near being done.
15 out of 50, so we got a ways to go.
Well, I look forward to hearing more about it and reading more about it, and we'll have a link to this story at our website. Just go on over to thecurrent.org to learn more about James and Company, their Central Avenue tour. James Norton edits The Heavy Table, a daily Twin Cities-based magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the upper Midwest. Thank you, James. Our mouths are now watering.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
89.3 The Current.